wake up in the morning, Brother Gary, and I thank God when I get off of that bed. Before I get off of bed, I said, Lord, I lift up my hands and begin to praise Him for another day. A lot of times during the night, I said, Lord, give me a good night's rest. I said, but speak to my heart, Lord. During the mid-hour, speak to me, Lord. Let your word come forth to me. Lord, as I meditate upon your word, God, give me something, for I need that bread. Amen. I need the substance that only that He can provide it. I want you to know the message that Sister Sylvia preached this morning. Amen. Was brought to us in a great mighty way. Amen. The Lord really did bless this morning in the bread and the reading of God's word. And I've studied on that same line. I asked the question, can these walls fall? Then I asked the question to myself, what shall I title this message? And the thought come to me, these walls will fall. Yes. Amen. These walls will fall. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Now y'all know where I'm coming from. You know where I'm going to read from? In the 6th chapter of Joshua, in beginning the 1st verse. Reads like this. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Skipping down to the 8th verse, and it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the rearward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, and today I bid you shout.
Hallelujah.
Then shall you shout.
Hallelujah.
So the ark of the Lord compassed the city going about in it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continuously and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass, at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout!
Hallelujah.
For the Lord has given you the city. Praise God. In the 6th chapter of Joshua, it paints a picture of the city of Jericho, Brother Gary. Here we see a secured city. It was shut. It was barred. And it was bolted. No one could enter or leave that city. These people felt as though their walls were powerful enough to withstand any force or foe. They were confident that nothing could come against their stronghold. But I want you to know that God Himself was going to show them different. I said, God's going to show them different. Amen. They think they had it all. They had the answer. But I want you to know God was moving for His people. I want us to think for just a few moments on how this story relates to us today. What can we get out of this lesson today of the ministry of the Word? Walls surround us, many of us. Some of these walls we want out of, and for some people, they use their walls to hinder or to keep others out. Amen. Some people feel that these spiritual walls, when we talk about the problems, the difficulties, the trouble, are they too hard to be solved or overcome? I'm aware that we can't bring down our walls. I said, we can't bring down our walls, but Jesus can. I said, Jesus can. Jesus can. Hallelujah! When we yield ourselves unto Him, oh glory, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost will move, amen, and we can overcome through the blood of the Lamb. He works for His people. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Have you ever thought why it was so important for Jericho and its inhabitants to be attacked? You ever thought about that? Jericho was a wicked city. It was a city that was full of wicked practices. It was filled with adultery worship, and lascivious lifestyles. Sound like that's familiar today, ain't it? They are promoting homosexuality so much today. I mean, it's getting to be very pathetic. They are fighting for, they claim their right for their lifestyle, the way that, because we live a lifestyle of ourselves, we choose whether or not to serve God and to be married to the opposite sex. And yet, they are trying to persuade their gender. Same way. But it was imperative that God's people destroy the Canaanites. Well, let's look at an unusual battle plan. In verse 2, which reads like this, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given to thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." God let Joshua know that the victory had already been won. He already heard from God. God already spoke to him. And I want you to know God will speak to you to give you the victory when these things come your way. We may ask the question, how could this be? That haven't even begun the attacks as of yet. Hadn't even begun yet. But God, when God speaks, something's going to happen. When God will work a miracle, God will do the impossible and making it the possible for us. Amen. No, God is working for His people. Amen. I said, God is working for His people. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God is working for us. He is in control. I said, He's in control. And the circumstances will be resolved to accomplish for us in the manner that it needs to be. These walls gonna tumble down. I said these walls gonna tumble down. Amen. That was victory for God's people. Amen. When we lift up that name, when we exalt that name, when we call upon that name, Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. solution in this problem. Praise God. Yes, I get excited, amen, when I'm speaking about what God can do and God is doing. We might think that they are negative at times when we face the storms of this life. And when we are facing the trials. But I want you to know God is always moving for us. I said God is always moving for us. We need so much to keep our faith built up. One thing that we have to remember, and what is that? God's ways are not our ways. And God's timing is not our timing. Amen. He's working when we don't think He's working. He's moving when we don't think He's moving. Amen. And we sit in that place at times. We think a lot of times, you know why it is. Satan's always say, well, you just sitting still. You ain't getting nowhere. Amen. But when you knock at that door, the Bible said, ask and you shall receive. These walls will come tumbling down when we believe, amen, the Lord. Amen, for the answers and the issues in this life. God let Joshua know that regular weapons were not going to be used. Come on now. When we are doing God's work, we have to realize it's not going to be our intelligence, our intellect, our skills, our personality, our talents, or even our physical strength that will accomplish God's will. We have to remember that it is not the arm and the flesh, amen, but it is the power of God, amen. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 reads like this. It says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It is written in Zechariah 4 verse 6. It's not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Look, what lay ahead for God's people there. Take notice, there were 7 days of waiting on God. They were going to march around the walls. A total of how many times? 13 times. The first time probably took less than 30 minutes, but the last march took up to 3 hours. Yeah, I don't know how I got that 13 times. And you wanted to. But the Bible does speak about they did march around 7 times. I had to ponder that on myself. God could have simply caused the walls to fall on the first day. Amen. Well, what is 6 and 7? Praise God. 7, I'll get to that, Sister Matinette, in just a minute. God, it could have called the walls to fall on the first day. Why did He wait? Why would He allow His people to go through such turmoil? When it seemed like you get nowhere, I want you to know, probably it got pretty hot marching around there around those walls of Jericho. Could have got thirsty. But I ask the question, why does God wait so long? And I think of this because, amen, 7 days of waiting to try their faith, their obedience, and their patience. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I want you to focus upon this thought. God wanted His people to obey and to believe precepts and His promises. Just like He's doing today which seemed impossible to be performed. Amen. That God will move and work for us. Praise the Lord. Now, let's get a picture of these Canaanites as they were looking outside their great fortification and Ashton. They was looking upon these children of Israel, Sister Joy. And I imagine a lot of times when we, way we act in church sometime when the Spirit of God moves on us, and a lot of people don't understand how that the Holy Ghost is moving and working. Amen. But He's moving, and we act peculiar sometimes. People get afraid. Amen. But I'm getting the picture of this and said, what are these crazy people trying to do? Silence. No noise. What are they doing? What do they think they're doing? They probably asked something similar to what Sambalat asked about Nehemiah and the Jews while they were working rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Sambalat asked, what do these feeble Jews? What's going on here? Listen, those feeble Jews were strong in the faith. I said they were strong in the faith. God's got people that are strong in the faith and trusting and believing Him for the answers in this life. Praise God. Sambalat asked the question, said, will they fortify themselves? What that mean? Does that mean? It means to make strong in or stronger. But, you know, use that conjunction, but, means to prepare oneself for action. Something's going to take place. I said something's going to take place. When you believe God, when you go by faith and believe God for the answer, something's going to happen. Something's going to take place. Praise God. Sambalat asked a question, said, will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they make stones out of these heaps of rubbish which are burned? We're going to sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Regardless. When these walls that come against us so strong. Amen. We got to be like John said. He said, I must decrease that He may increase. Listen, to make Jesus, to magnify Him more. Amen. In this body that He's made. Amen. He has made us. And not we ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Let's go on to again of the thought that what Sister Matt Knapp was speaking of. So for the 7 days of the inhabitants of Jericho were most likely asked in comparable questions concerning the plans of the children of Israel. Seven, the number seven symbolized completeness and perfection. There were seven priests, seven trumpets, and 7 days. They had trumpets of ram's horns, and they were actually the jubilee trumpets. They pulled them out of their cases as they was marching. We must blow the trumpet in Zion. And sound the alarm in the Holy Mountain. Oh, hallelujah. We must preach truth. We must preach holiness. We must preach righteousness. Amen. In this life. And to live holy before Him. Listen, we need to pull our hearts down from the willow trees. We must proclaim liberty to the captives and victory to the victim. And I say this. We must warn the lukewarm and the lost. Going on further, an overwhelming faith and an unquestionable obedience. Let's take what was going on with Joshua, what he was saying. Joshua, he didn't ask any questions. Brother Gary, Sister Carol, he didn't waste any time asking others if they felt as though God had really spoken. He didn't ask that question. Listen, God will speak to you. I said, God will speak to you. Joshua didn't doubt God, and he didn't listen to those who did. These walls going to come tumbling down. Oh, hallelujah, through faith and looking in the eye of faith. Amen. Satan puts obstacles in your way to hinder you. Praise God. Well, I got to bear with me. He simply spoke what God had spoken to him. As that he only simplified it and spoke what God had spoken to him. Just think, if we will simply plainly relate to others exactly what God has related to us. Come on now. Nothing more and nothing less. A lot of people want to add, and a lot of people want to take away. Praise God. Amen. But thus says the word of the Lord. What great things we could accomplish for God's kingdom. Amen. In Joshua 6, verse 8 through 14, excuse me, we see the obedience of God's people and the action that they took. Amen. In verse 15, we see this. On this day, I believe God's people arose saying, look out, enemies of God. This is the day of victory. This is the day that the walls are going to fall. Amen. Through all that they were waiting, during the time period that they were waiting, that these walls shall fall. Praise God. We ask the question, Lord, how long? When will you move? When will we have that what we need to have? Come on now. We get tired in our bodies and we want our hands to come quickly. And I'm human just like anybody else. I don't want to go through the pain and the suffering. Amen. But God works on His timetable and these walls shall fall, amen, through the healing. For God said He sent His word to heal them. He is the healer. Praise God. And the walls of this infirmity that kicks against us so strong, we can get our healing in our body and most of all in our mind. Because a lot of things occur here in the battle of our mind. The walls are going to fall this day because God Himself has promised it. As the walls of life look at us in our face, and what do they seem to say to us? In speaking of a negative, I'll never be removed. I'll never fall. You'll never defeat me. That's what Satan tries to say a lot of times. He said, you ain't got nothing. Hey, man, but we got it through the gift of the Holy Ghost, of the answers that we need in this life. We can have faith and be assured that victory will come because God has promised us too that the walls that hinder us are going to fall. Just hold on, children. Yeah, you're going through something now. When you're facing that storm that you're going through, when you're facing the difficulties of this life and the circumstances that we face, they get very hard and the burden gets very hard sometimes. But just hold on a little bit longer. Amen. When you reach out and touch God in faith, God's going to work for you. Amen. And the wall's going to come tumbling down. Amen. Amen. Bear with me a little bit more. Amen. I'm almost coming. I didn't say the conclusion yet. When we trust, obey, pray, fast, and we stay in God's Word. We are talking about perseverance. And within that perseverance, we are talking about growth, and we are talking about patience. Amen? God will give us the victory. And through all this, why does God allow these things to come our way when it seems like they are so hard and difficult to go through? I want you to know God be honored in the midst of His victory. Amen? When He gives us the victory, He's going to be honored. Because we're going to glorify Him, Sister Debbie. We're going to exalt the name of the Lord. We're going to lift up His name. Amen. Praise God. And when He's lifted up, amen, the outlook that we are looking at, well, sure enough, we are looking up. Amen. Because things are going to get a whole lot better. Things are going to change. Amen. Things are going to change. When we face the desert of the storms of this life, when we get so thirsty and we need rain so much, He sends forth the answer for us. Amen. In verse 19 of the 6th chapter, it reads, said, but all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come unto the treasure of the Lord. What was he saying there, Brother Miles? Amen. How much more is God's name glorified when God's people consecrate themselves to Him? Amen. How much more is He glorified? Not just a form or a ritual, amen, but true consecration. You may ask, how do I consecrate myself to God? Well, I'm fixing to give you the answer. By becoming truly sanctified and living a holiness lifestyle before God. Anyone can pretend to be pious and holy and righteousness, but God is looking for true holiness. I said God is looking for true holiness. Amen. He's going to have us separated people. Amen. I'm talking about, not only am I talking about an outward adornment, but I'm talking about a genuine heart of devotion and sincerity to God and to God alone. When God gives us the victory, we must count it as sacred. We are to guard this victory and to protect it and to remember who gave us the victory. God is to be honored in the midst of His victory, as I've said before. In verse 27, I want you to get this about Joshua. See, let us know that God was with Joshua. Amen. His name was talked about. Amen. You're going to be talked about. Regardless, amen, when you live for God, when you stand up for God, when you're doing, amen, those things that you need to do for God and live and hold on to the integrity, amen, that you're going to serve Him regardless of what Satan puts in your way, in your direction. Almost to the conclusion. Fixing to wind it up. I said I'm fixing to wind it up. God will be with us as He was with Joshua. If we remain faithful, as Joshua remained faithful. As we serve the Lord, let us seek to be all that we can be for Him. Praise God. Let's strive to have a church pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. Let's be a church that will be found faithful when Christ returns. Amen. Soon. He's coming out to revive church. Amen. In the conclusion, God's message in the time of distress is very plain. Don't count your difficulties, but count your resources. Amen. Don't look how tall or how large your walls are. Just see how great is your God is. Woo! We're serving an awesome God. We're serving a God that will give deliverance regardless, amen, when the walls that come against us so strong our way. In the very conclusion, keep trusting in God's promise. Your walls are going to fall. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I enjoyed that. Amen. Sister Siv, you got something to say? Come on, say it.